True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan. It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
The Fan.
Pierre, let's get into it. I'm surprised I even have a voice left after being at that game. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'm not going to hold you. I'm going to get right to it. That was stupid. Play stupid games. Win some stupid-ass prizes. I know I told you don't get off the ride yet. Tonight I'm off the ride. Yup, that was the one right there. That's the one that broke me. Yup, we'll go through it. But it's gotten to a point now, I can't justify it. I don't understand it. And I don't understand the New York Yankees. I don't understand Aaron Boone's decisions. I don't know if they're coming from the top, coming from Brian Cashman. Like, it is a perplexing Pegasus. I'm off that perplexing. I'm done. I'm off the roller coaster. I'm off the ride, and I'll explain to you tonight why. The math isn't mathing. These guys play these stupid games as if they have time. The New York Yankees waste all of our time. They waste their teammates' time, or they wasted Devin Williams' teammates' time. They wasted the team's time tonight, the fans' time tonight. As expensive as those tickets are to get in the building on a Friday night, 46,000 plus there, on the return of Old Timers Day, the game eve. So you know the old timers are in town, the ghosts are active. You can't get in there for, you know, less than $100. We got these goofy-ass Astro fans that are comfortable here. You know, if they're the ones that are from New York, which they exist, we know that from the postseason, or ones that made the trip here, you know, they've been here plenty of times. We have history with Houston. I've been there all of those times. I was there in 2015 for the wild card, 2017, 2019, 2022. If there's one team, right, that you should look at for your fans, like, hey, we must win this game. We got to fight to win this game. And you were in that game. You came back. Like, the way that the night started, you know, Friday night in the boogie down Bronx, right? I did get a little alert that made me say, nah, 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 but it is what it is, right? Giancarlo Stanton will probably be in right field tomorrow or the next day. It is what it is. They need offense. And as you watch that game tonight, you could tell they needed offense. But you let Cam Schlittler down. That young man is in a tough spot as a whole rookie, as a young guy facing the Houston Astros. He wasn't there for those battles of the past. And you know, the casual Yankee fans that exist in our fan base, there's a ton of them, that just showed up tonight to boo the Astros, chant F. Altuve. They don't know that Altuve's having a hell of a year. they don't even know that Correa batting right behind him is back. They're like, oh, when did they get Carlos Correa? He's back? So there's a lot of goofballs that showed up tonight to chant F. Altuve, as they've done for the last 4 years. And that gives that little Mighty Mouse some power. Yeah, that little bugger hears you cursing his family name, and he makes you pay every single time. I was in the bleachers in 203. Shout out to AJ and Big Justice. We bring the boom. Those guys came through for the roll call. And we couldn't even get through Ben Rice, until some goofballs behind us and around us were, boo, F. Altuve. Clocks one out to left field. And I'm like, you can't make this up. Just like that, we're down 2-0. Just like that, we're down 2-0. Bad vibes, bad mojo, and you've seen it with those orange jerseys in there. You've seen it with that team. It doesn't matter who they have on that team. Some familiar faces, but it's the same vibes. But you know what? The Yankees overcame that. The Yankees overcame that little deficit. They fought, right? The first game back in the Bronx with some new additions on the team after they, you know, they rallied in Texas and, you know, they showed us some fight. Okay, on Apple TV, where a lot of Yankee fans couldn't watch. Maybe you listen to Dave and Susan here. They actually fought back in that sixth inning. In that sixth inning, I was yelling, send him, send him. Luis Rojas, we can't score. Send him. Whatever. You know, Ryan McMahon walked. Austin Wells had one of the better at-bats I've seen from Austin Wells in a long time. He doubles, and they hold McMahon, but then Ben Rice smokes one, and we get on the board. And then you know what? Aaron Judge, we're waiting for Judgey to come back and get right, and boom, clutch. Aaron Judge singles, ties the game, and now the stadium is alive. All of those people out there in the boogie down Bronx on a Friday night waiting for something to yell about, clap about. The cowbell man came out tonight. Shout out to Milton. Pulled up with Milton, had the cowbell ringing off in 203, but we couldn't really get too much going. And then late in that game, I know I was paying attention because I'm like, okay, we went to Yuri De Los Santos, and shout out to him. He's low-key been solid for a guy that we kind of forgot about this year. I mean, he's been more solid than the guy I'm going to get to in a minute. Camilo Duvall, right? At that point, I'm honestly thinking in the seventh inning, right, the switch to go to Camilo Duvall after the Jose Altuve walk. Okay, because Altuve had killed us, and it's like, hey, you know, maybe you don't want De Los Santos to get over 30 pitches and, you know, taking it slow with him just coming back. It worked out. Duvall is able to get Christian Walker swinging. And so you're feeling like, all right, we're in this, man. It's a new game. 2-2. We can win this game. We're at home, right? We're trash in extra innings on the road, but we're at home. We're at home. And you know what? The bullpen has been repaired some. And we shook off that loss last Friday in Miami. You know, we can win this game. You know, how crucial would it be to win this one? Especially if you're like me, who is in there listening to the Met game, preparing for my show tonight, but then also looking at the out-of-town scoreboard, looking at the scores, and thinking about the standings in the American League. The game keeps going. You know, in my head, I'm thinking, right, okay, Weavy Wander, Luke Weaver comes out there, right, and even with Luke Weaver gets the job done, but I'm just, in my head, I'm thinking there's no way in hell they're going to go to Devin Williams. I gotta be the silliest rabbit. I'm actually thinking they'll go to any. I'm thinking, oh, I can't see the bullpen budget. It's on Apple TV tonight. But to hell with a bullpen budget. They had a day off. Enough already. Are you serious? I'm, you know, leaving the Hard Rock, saying my piece to people. And I put up a video on my Twitter. I said, should I stay? Should I go? Right. And, you know, I stayed for Aaron Judge to pop out. Cody Bellinger lined out. Jazz popped out. And then I looked on the TV and I saw Devin Williams was warming up. And I hit the 40-yard dash to the parking lot. I sprinted. I ran away so fast from Yankee Stadium to get in my car. And by the time I got into my car and turned the radio on to listen to Dave and Susan, and I'm sorry, Susan, that you have to sit there and go through this. I could hear it in your... It's just... By the time I could get in the car, I wasn't even out of the parking lot yet. Carlos Correa singles, and the Houston Astros take the lead 3-2. You can hear the boos on the radio. And, of course, you could probably have heard the boos in Yankee Stadium as soon as they warmed up, which is, again, why I go back to, what is going on, yo? What is the thought process? How is this happening over and over and over and over and over? Did I say over 8 times? They have died with Devin Williams on the mound at least 8 times. He's blown at least 8 games. I thought we were done pitching him late in games. I thought we were done pitching him in a tied game. I thought we were done pitching him even with a lead or in high leverage. I for damn sure thought we were never going to see this guy come out on a Friday night in the boogie down Bronx. You can't pitch him in Yankee Stadium. He's probably getting heckled. I wasn't out there by the time he came in, because I got to make a run for it to get here. I don't know. I got to tap in with the creatures. There were people probably heckling him while he was warming up. It's malpractice. It doesn't make any sense. You don't have the time. And I don't have the time anymore. I told you guys a bunch of times, I'll tell you when to get off the ride, when I'm getting off the ride. A lot of you have gotten off already. A lot of you sitting back right now laughing like, can't fix stupid. Stupid is as stupid does. Play stupid games. Win stupid prizes. I already got off the ride, Keith. No, I'm off the ride, bro. Because, like, just look at the standings. Look at how close other teams are to the wild. There are 2 teams very close to the Yankees for the wild card. And the Yankees manage these games. And they play these stupid games as if they got time. It is August 8th. I can't believe y'all did that the night before we bring the Old Timers Day game back. Derek Jeter was right. I never questioned Derek Jeter's decision. I was on this microphone. I heard all the hosts talk about it. What did I say? Hey, leave Jeets alone. He was right. He was right. He chose family time. Not coming up there. Not flying up there for that. That energy is all off. I'm tired as hell, bros. I don't think I'm going tomorrow. They killed me tonight. That one broke me. That was the one that broke me tonight because it didn't have to go that way. Fool me, can't fool me again and again and again. Now let's focus on Devin Williams. Devin Williams is a broken man. Devin Williams is no good. And they just want to so badly get the Devin Williams that they traded for, or that he was a couple years ago or at points of last year. Maybe Pete Alonso did break him. I know, if you follow me, I just posted on my Instagram and Twitter. Shout out to my boy Gabe who clipped the video and made it to me May 6th. I was done with him on May 6th because I said it's impossible for this guy to overcome it and be what you want him to be. When you traded for him, he said he thought he was getting traded to the Dodgers. He wasn't pumped up about being a New York Yankee. He wasn't excited to come here and take on the challenge.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I smell. Is that you, Devin? I could smell it again. He's not ready for it. You just saw David Bednar. I'm pitching David Bednar. Well, I would have probably pitched David Bednar after. You know what I'm saying? I would have pitched anyone. Lehedrick, Hill, Leiter. Put a position player on the mound before you go and throw us back into this nightmare. It doesn't make any sense. Oh, we were short down there. And no, you set us up for failure again to try to build up Devin Williams, a guy who didn't want to be here, a guy who's soft as baby S because we changed the beard policy. And I was for that because it had to change at some point. But like, you really did it. The impetus, the poster boy was because the airbender shaved and everybody responded to the way he looked. And when he was asked about it, it wasn't his preference. And you know what? Shout out to Judgy for saying, hey, like, if that's something that you can't do, then you probably can't handle it here. You probably can't be here. He was right. All the signs are there. Here we are on August 8th, still doing this. And for what? He's not signing here. You could give him the Juan Soto contract. He ain't taking it. What? Like, and why would you? And this is where I'm really like I'm losing it, bros. I'm sorry, I'm crashing out, bro. Like I've been thinking about this. I was driving in the car by myself from Yankee Stadium down here, and I was turning the radio off. I was listening to the Mets lose. I was putting notes together. I don't get it. You can't tell. This has to be Aaron Boone. And if it's Aaron Boone, damn, Aaron Boone's got hella job security, no fear of anything. You play with fire, you're gonna get burned. You touched the stove that many times? Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. Aaron, do you love Devin Williams? You got a personal relationship with him? Is he your boy? Like, I don't get it. That you're willing to let us all down. And they tried to rally. It pissed me off even more that they did score. I'm in the car listening, and they score. I'm like, wow. Like, anybody could have given up the one run. The Yankees went and got that one run back that would have tied it, but you let Devin Williams in another game give up another home run. It is insanity doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. But back to now, Cashman. Cashman solved this problem at the deadline. He added three relievers. I know they sent Jake Bird down, but you can't tell me after an off day that you didn't come up with a plan. You can't tell me that you guys had this much time. You made it out of Texas without being swept. I was taking calls last week where the fan base was ready to fire Aaron Boone. I'm not calling for any man's job. I see people write online, oh, Keith should be fired. Wait till they get rid of him. I would never call for a man's job. But for the life of me, I don't understand how your job is to go out there and fight and scratch and call for every win. You don't have time. You are managing like this is May. You don't have the time that you think you have. This team has to win at a winning percentage the rest of the way to make the postseason that they haven't played at since the beginning of the year. You understand what I'm saying? You're picking up what I'm putting down, why I'm off the roller coaster tonight? Because you could have possibly taken that game and the momentum that would have come from beating the Astros and your fans singing Frank Sinatra on the way out and partying in the streets. Going into Old Timers Day, you blew it and you let Devin Williams blow it. Aaron Boone, I'm so disappointed. I'm so disappointed because you managed your ass off the last game in Texas. And I just don't know. Is Aaron Boone a puppet? Is he taking the orders from up top? I don't know anymore. I don't have a take. I don't even have an opinion. None of it makes sense because Brian Cashman gave you some other arms. You had other options. But again, you painted us into a corner. The maze led us back to Devin Williams blowing another game. Enough is enough. I would have done anything as manager to avoid that. Have him be the first guy out. of the bullpen. He's broken. He is not the guy. And you don't owe anything to this guy. You owe it to us, the fans, that pay all that money, that show up there, that are still riding with you, that still have hope. You owe it to those players, man. Volpe was throwing the ball tonight. I joked about it. I said, hey, every time Volpe makes a play, I'm fired up. Because I was a little worried about Volpe coming back to the Bronx and how he would play in Yankee Stadium. Volpe got right. Right? Like, they fought, man. You let us down, man. You let us down with a guy that means nothing to us. He's the poster boy for the beard policy and blown games. I can't take it, yo. I don't get it, man. I don't get it. And none of it makes sense, yo. None of it makes sense. I'm exhausted. I'm tired of it, yo. I'm tired of it. It doesn't make sense. And you know what? The math must be different for the Yankees. I don't know how many games they think they got left. I don't know who they think they're competing with in their own division, in the American League. They must think, oh, it's a soft American League. They must think we're the New York Yankees. You're not. You could barely score. You could barely score two runs tonight. You're about to put Giancarlo Stanton in right field because you need his bat. This new collection of players, yeah, on paper they're good, but they got to come together as a team. And you know what you do? You count against them every time you put Devin Williams on the mound. He throws two pitches. He hasn't had command. He hasn't been good. I don't know what you're trying to do here. You're trying to break us. You broke me tonight. You did that. Because I've been trying to ride. I've been trying to stay positive. Hey, it's a long season. But you know what? I posted the proof. I was out on Devin Williams in May. I'm like, it ain't going to work. The pinstripes are too heavy for him. He ain't cut out for it here. We're coming off a World Series. This team's got to get back. $300+ million payroll, players in their prime, a Brian Cashman pivot to add guys like Belly, add guys like Freed, Goldie, and then at the deadline again, add Ryan McMahon, Ahmed Rosario, Jose Caballero, Jake Bird. I know Jake Bird is sent down, but I ain't worried about that. You know, Camilo Duvall, David Bednar, you got the pieces. But you managed to blow another game for the sake of getting Devin Williams right, or Devin Williams has to pitch, or you got to build Devin Williams' confidence up? No. No. Because I know how this team moves, and you know. It was funny because I just got in here and I turned on the Yes Network and I laughed my ass off. They got Boone on Talking Yanks right after the post game. And it's the Boone episode where Boone is defeated, talking about, like, we got to deal with some hard truths. We'll deal with the hard truth tonight. You put a guy on that mound that hasn't had it in weeks. You put a guy on that mound that all he does is blow games. So what did you expect? None of us expected that to go well. We expected to lose. And you keep losing and playing around like this, you're going to miss the postseason. And that is a fireable offense. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'm going to take a break, get some water. When I come back, we'll talk about the Mets. Tough for the Mets. You know, the Frank the Tank quote is always teasing, never pleasing. I'm in there tonight, and I'm putting my notes together. I'm listening to the call, and I'm like, wow, Juan Soto, back-to-back at bats. He homers. Wow. Delo Mio, Marte, Platino Power, he homered. I'm like, the Mets, they're up right now. And Kodai Senga happened, and Brooks Raley happened, and just one bad inning happened in Milwaukee against the quote-unquote best team in baseball, a team like, they're not going to lose that game. All they need is to go up by one, and that's all that it would take to beat the Mets 3-2. And, yeah, we'll talk a little bit about that game. Also not good enough for the Mets. I know the Mets are in a little bit better standing in second place in the wild card, but, like, yo, there's not a lot of time. There's not a lot of time to be blowing games, to be going through the motions, thinking it's all right, it's all right. Before you look up, in 2 months, it's a wrap, bro. So call me up. We'll talk about the Yankees first. When we come back, I'll hit you with some more stuff that I wrote down and thought about this Mets game against the they had to get that one. I mean, they, you know, against Woodruff, whatever, like, you know, he's probably the best pitcher from Milwaukee that you're going to face this weekend. You don't know how the rest is going to go. But they, you know, going up 2-0 in that game, I felt like the Mets had to get that one to get right. How many outs have you seen the Mets be no hit now in the last? They're going on like 50 outs in their last like three games that they've been no hit. It's insane. The New York baseball sucks. We might as well get all fired up and start talking ourselves into the Jets and Giants being good before that crashes out in a month or 2 months.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.